Yeah, this uranium glass, like, it's always like crazy to me that it's literally like depleted uranium in there, and that's why it's glowing. Shit's wild. Like, I always like, it's like you wonder if, like, especially I always go this route though from a philosophical sense, if someone dug this up in a few thousand years and tested and they found this like depleted uranium vessel, like what would their assumptions be that it was used for or its purpose was, you know what I mean? Like it's interesting. I think that it's just like us nowadays when we discover certain ancient sites or we discover, you know, small pieces of what we would still would call technology, whether it be like different types of digging or cutting tools, like, and we just assume we know how everything worked, and it's like, wait, what if that was way more technological than we realized? Or wait, maybe that was just paraphernalia and someone was getting high. Like, maybe it wasn't anything crazy. Oh boy, I'm gonna make it all about me. Like, dude, I'm gonna make it all about me. But yeah, what's up, everybody? Welcome to episode 163 of the podcast. It's January. It's been cold as hell in our country, the United States. But things are looking up, I think. I'm trying to be positive. Seeing lots of cool stuff happening that I have no part in or say in, but I get to watch. I'm really excited to see where AI goes. This Project Stargate that's being invested in our country, I'm very excited. I'm just to see it all happen. I cannot wait to hopefully it all works out. Like me and Aijah were talking prior to the episode starting that neither of us have ever seen a movie where you turn on the AI and create a cancer vaccine that ends up good. But this is reality. And maybe movies are movies, and maybe in reality you turn the AI on, you make a cancer vaccine, everybody goes to Disney World. I don't know, dude. Maybe that's how it works out in reality, and I hope so. At this point, I'm just gonna hope. Because I'm just excited, dude. There's no other way to be. Actually, there is another way to be. I was miserable the last week or so. So you can be miserable too. But not about, like, you know, the future or anything. Just about the present. Sometimes you can be just miserable about the present. It'd be like that sometimes. But today, I'm feeling good. Let's take a dab real quick here. Well, I probably should hit it off the table because it's a honey jar, but. Whoa. Dolly. Wow. What a treat. As long as I still can smoke hash, y'all can do whatever you're gonna do out there. Just make sure the AI likes terps. Whatever you do, program the AI to like terps. I can fight local government. I can deal with the federal. But I don't know if I can fight the AI for my terps. I don't know what will happen. Truly, I'm much too nice, because I think that the AI is not gonna have, at least the early models won't have an accurate representation of human emotion. I think they'll be pretty cut and dry, very black and white. Decisions will be very, you know, computer-like. So I'm not ready to fight for my terps. But either way, enjoying it right now, because it's all temporary. Gosh, I am so excited, though, to see what happens with all this stuff. I hope that we all just get to reap the benefits, you know? Like I said, I hope we all get to go to Disney World, just metaphorically. Disney World's not for everyone. If you have kids, it's perfect. If you don't, I don't know why you're there. but either way, metaphorically, I'd like us all to have a really good time, and I hope that's where all this investment in technology leads to, right? How crazy is that? How crazy is it that they're going to potentially build nuclear power plants just for specific artificial intelligences. I mean, we're talking Skynet. And the thing is, the nuclear power plant they build for the AI
is just the stepping stone for them to get the nuclear power plant literally probably up on a satellite with the AI on a satellite where we cannot get it. Because that's like the Skynet thing, right? It was a satellite we couldn't fucking reach because we were on the ground. I don't know. Maybe it's a different movie. I've watched too many artificial intelligence, you know, end of the world movies. It's an entertaining genre. It's an entertaining genre to consume as an entertainment thing. But to live it, oh no. I don't want to live it. Absolutely not. Absolutely not. Maybe when I didn't have a daughter or little animals that I loved and it was just me and my wife and I had a bunch of bills that I had to pay that I didn't have money for, I was totally down for the world to end and be like, yeah, dude, we'll live in the woods and just like survive. Like I was fine with that because that literally was better than what was coming because I was being irresponsible. But now that I have people that rely on me and stuff, I'm like, oh, dude, my dogs are going to get us killed. We could be like hiding. We could be like hiding behind a rock. And I'll be like, shh, everyone be quiet. And then my dogs would start barking. I'd be like, fuck, we're dead. Like, and like, it's like, it would be, we would die so quick. Like, I don't care. I don't care what anyone thinks. The real reality of it is like, it's gonna, that shit would suck so bad. So yeah, we're dealing with a lot right now, guys. I mean, what will it be? Alien invasion, artificial intelligence takeover, a combination of the both. You know, maybe it'll be like the Mahabharata or the Bhagavad Gita, where we'll just be the little humans on the ground watching the aliens and the AI fight in the sky above us. You know, ancient Indian text. Look it up. It's very interesting. You know, they have the Vimanas, which were their spaceships, and they fought in the skies. It's crazy, the stuff that these people wrote about before Star Wars. I mean, we're talking, they believe that their texts are 100,000 years old, but I think the oldest stuff we find is around, you know, 28 or 2200 years old. Either way, it doesn't matter. It's old. It's interesting. It's very sci-fi. That's that ancient alien shit, though. That's the lens that modern people like to look at some of this ancient stuff in. Is like, oh, fucking aliens, dude. Gods, just switch the word God for alien. I like that. That's fun. That's fun, but it doesn't change anything for me. Just like it doesn't. The shape of the planet doesn't change for me. Whether it's flat or the shape of a triangle, it doesn't matter. I'm here dealing with this shit. Will it reduce my taxes? No. But does the shape reduce how much I'm paying in taxes? That's like my first question to anyone that wants to argue about stuff that doesn't change anything. I'm like, will that change how much I'm paying in taxes? The shape? And they're like, no. And then I'm like, then what are we doing? This doesn't matter to me right now. No, but... Crazy times, interesting times. On the table here, we got a... Oh, wait, I'm a glass blower, and this is a glass-related, right? That's why you're here, if you made it this far. You're probably just as confused as I am. But this is what's on my mind. I think about other stuff. I'm thinking about glass all day, making glass. But then I'm also... You know, I like to watch a lot of archaeology documentaries. I like to learn things, or I like to pretend I'm learning something. You know, whatever it is. But yeah, had a custom order. Someone wanted, they ordered a clear 10 mil, and then they're like, can I upgrade it to full color? And they wanted a blue slime ghost mix. So stoked how this turned out. It's super consistent and smooth. It's such a clean blend. It looks like ghost, but just more blue, essentially. yeah, and this is the first full color, one of these newer style nano honey jars. And like, that's a nice size piece of glass. Like, it's not super tiny. It's small, but like, there's some material there. It's crazy how long even like a piece that's really small will take. Like, yeah, this shit took me like 14 hours, and with the prep already made, that's just like shaping and assembling it. Like, it took that long. If I, like, include the time to make the actual color, is another fucking, like, 6 hours. Because it's two separate blowouts, sleeved, pulled down, then sleeved over each other, then pulled down again. Because these colors get really milky, so you have to really, like, layer them correctly and pull them down in a way where you don't make an opaque color. But very, you know, you still see all that function. Yeah. But yeah, we're in the process over here right now of getting everything set for the new year, trying to finish up the shop expansion that we started last year. It's crazy. I looked at, you know, when we signed our lease in this spot, and I'm looking back, I'm like, fuck, if we didn't re-sign the lease and expand, we would have had to been out of here in 4 months. Like, I'm like, we've already almost been here 3 years. Now, I had the space for almost a year before we moved into it, because it took me 10 months to build out this glass blowing studio, because I had to build it while I was blowing glass and doing drops and Sunday sales and stuff. Like, I would basically work here during the day and then blow glass all night at home and just not sleep. And, you know, that's, and it took me almost a year to build this out so we can move in. We moved in here February of 2023. Now we're coming up on February 2025, and I'm like, holy shit. I can't believe we've been actually working inside the space for 2 full years. Still not fucking done. We've had 2 big Patreon events here with like hundreds of people come through. We've like done so much crazy content and cool things. Like, and to me, I feel like I just got in here. Like, I'm trying to still just unpack. And I'm like, holy fuck, dude, I've been here 2 years. Like, it's fucking crazy. Yeah, but it's really fucking cool. It's like, you know, I get a little anxiety at the beginning of each year because I'm like, what is next? Like, I have all these ideas, but in my head, I'm like, is that big enough? Is that big enough? Is that cool enough? Is that like, what's the next thing? It's like, I calm down once I start committing to stuff. So that's where I'm in the process right now, is committing to certain ideas or projects for the year and lining it all up and trying to get my guys on board and seeing what they're down for or what their goals are so that we all can maneuver this crazy fucking ocean together. Yeah, it's just... But there is some goofy stuff, because I do need to rent a cherry picker again so that I'm able to do some work on the upper ceiling of the studio, which means I need to make a bong that needs to go outside that's very tall. Like, I guess how high the cherry picker can go, maybe like 30 feet or something. Like, I don't know, but like, I need to make a piece of glass. Now, here's what I'm worried about. Couple things. I don't know if a foot on the bottom of a bong that large could handle the weight of all the glass above it, or if it like how would the base have to be so it can handle the weight of itself? Then the like pressure or torque of it, like if it leans at all or anything, there's like all these factors that like make a 3-story bong challenging and dangerous. But I'm thinking about just getting everyone hard hats and like reflective vests and just doing it, you know, just going for it. Because I feel like with the right equipment, like an unsafe job turns into a very safe and controlled experiment. You know what I'm saying? So safety vests, hard hats. I'm going to rent a cherry picker. When this cold weather breaks, you know, hopefully here in April, we'll do something maybe, or maybe March, do something special for the first part of the year here. But lift ourselves high into the sky and, you know, possibly even bring in a professional. Because I don't need to hit it, because it's going to be like, I can be basically wearing like safety gear and or a white lab coat, and I can just talk to people about what's happening. You know what I mean? I could be outside presenting. If it's a 3-story building, I don't need to be at the top of it. That's not the best place. I can bring in a professional to hit that. I can be on the ground or driving the cherry picker over with a drone. I don't know. I just want to have fun. Either way, I want to bring you guys some fun, mediocre entertainment. And that's what I'm here for. Just an all right time. Like, we're going to do an all right job, you know? Like, no, I'm just kidding. We're going to crush it. But I got some ideas. Giant bong. I know. You just made it taller. Yes. Yes. But it's taller. And that's it. But there are some other things that are more complicated. Very excited to pursue quartz this year. There's a lot of glass I make that I think that I should be offering the nail with it if the person wants to upgrade to it, because there's certain pieces I think that would function with certain types of nails even better. Just like you put certain tires on a car, I look at quartz nails like the tires of the pipe seam. They're something that if you take care of them, they can last a while, but inevitably it will be replaced. You're not going to be replacing your pipe. If you take care of your pipe, you can have it to the day you die. But quartz, realistically, that's going to be something, even if you baby it, you're going to be replacing over time, because it becomes more porous, heat retention goes down. It's just what it is. It's part of reheating and cooling something enough times. It makes it more porous, so it doesn't retain heat as well. It's just glass. It's what it is. It loses density each time you heat it up and let it cool down. at least that's what I think. Either way. So I think that quartz would be a really cool thing to offer for more specific types of nails. So we're working towards that. Like, we're basically, that's our big investment at the beginning of the year, is getting our whole setup for making small batches of quartz, like big, like I want big nails, but like that, like, works super good too. Like, I want someone to be able to throw 5 or 6 grams on it and be able to actually cook all of it without it being a nuclear hot dab. And I think that there's certain types of cap things and insert things we could do with very large nails that would give people quite the experience. Now, this may be archaic. I know. Everyone's got electronic rigs these days. That's even what my wife prefers to smoke. I love warming up my quartz nail and smoking like a caveman. Little did I know, I don't think that's like a caveman. 4 or 5 years ago, I was in the fucking future. People would see me ripping a Slurpee and be like, what kind of nail is that? Like, what, is that pipe making a tornado? I'm like, dude, you're like in the future. And like now I feel like there's been this leap where people are like, I think the nail and the torch has intimidated a lot of people. I also think that there's some situations where, like I've said before, you either are renting or live in a place where you really can't be having a loud ass torch going off all the time. Maybe it's not safe. You don't want anything to like tip over and burn or melt something. There's a million reasons why. But either way, live a little. Live life on the edge. Get a torch. Maybe melt your carpet. Maybe it's really loud, wakes up your neighbor. They don't know what that sound is. You go, I heard that too. I've been coughing all night. I feel terrible. I'm sick. Stay back. You know, there's like a whatever. Live a little. Get a torch. Fuck something up. Take a hot dab every once in a while. Oops, my temp reader didn't work. The thing with the E-rigs is you're getting a not painful dab really ever. It's just, you're getting too comfortable with your E-rigs, you know? Oops, you took a hot dab. That doesn't happen with the E-rig. The only thing that happens is like, oops, I forgot to charge it. It's like, which then you're just not smoking. That sucks too. Yeah, I don't know. I'm just kidding. You guys are good. Live in the future. Smoke your E-rigs. I make cool shit for the E-rigs. I like them. I use them daily. Like I said, that's what we smoke at home. Because when the kid goes to sleep, realistically, you don't want to be like having this loud ass noise anywhere in the house or out in the garage. Like, it's just, torches are fucking loud. But if you're like a single person just living, just fucking, who cares if it wakes someone up, dude? Take dabs and light that torch up. E-rigs have their place, though, and I'm stoked about them. I think I've started smoking more hash because of the E-rig. Because of the Puffco specifically. The electronic rig, that's what I obviously mean by E-rig. Just because there's so many of them now, and I smoke a bunch of different ones because people send me them to test out and see what I think about them. Or they're like, we want you to make tops for our E-rig. And I'll be like, I'll try it out. And I'll see what it's all about. But I don't know if we'll see where it goes from there. But I try a lot of different ones, and they all have their like little things that make them sweet. There hasn't been one that I was like, this sucks. They all just have their like little things that like either prefer or you don't. It's like real preference thing. Just like a lot of the glass nowadays, a lot of glass blowers make sick work. You don't really have, there's really not too much glass out there at this point that's like you're gonna get it and it's not like really functioning right. I feel like, I don't want to like speak for everybody, but most of the people I see still doing it, like, they know what they're doing. Like, you're gonna get something sick. It's just preference. It's like, what do you like, you know? Like, what do you prefer? But yeah, the E-rigs are, they have their place, and I think I've been smoking more hash because of it. Because, dude, like, I don't have to wait for like the warm up or the cool down, and like, and the time my wife like runs to the kitchen to like grab a drink or something, like I could like sneak a dab in real quick, and then she'll want a dab, and then I got to get take two, and then she'll be like, how do you smoke like this all the time? And I'm like, I don't know, but it works for me right now, you know. But man, the E-rigs, yeah, my wife is like, she'll take like dabs me on the E-rig, but she's definitely not like a all day smoker kind of person. She's like a normal real person. Like, I was told by one of my favorite stand-up comedians that he thinks that people who are all day dabbers are like a rare Pokemon card. They're like a holographic, they're like a rare thing, they're like, you don't meet many of them. And I'm like, my brain is still stuck in 2012, 13, 14 when everyone was dabbing all the time. Like every, I'd go anywhere and people would just be dabbing. I'd be like, oh, everyone's just dabbing all day. And something's changed. Now that might, a lot's changed, but something that's like where I feel like, yeah, there's definitely like we notice it too in the carb caps people order and shit. There's this weird, there's all these weird things that like, because we have a lot of like amazing loyal customers that support us, we're able to see like the waves when people are ordering specific types of things. And like, I think that like the fucking Slurpees or these types of nails, as normal as it is for me to use one, I think a lot of people don't really fuck with them. I think they're a little bit intimidating. It's like too hard to clean. There's too much going on there. I think it gives them too big of a dab where they get too stoned and then they're like not comfortable. And that's not really how they were trying to smoke. They were trying to be a little more chill. I remember when I first would go to like my one friend's house that had a nail that was like a Toro Slurpee or something. And he'd whip that fucking nail out and we'd like smoke. And I knew, I'd be like, fuck, dude, I'm going to get uncomfortably stoned today. Like, I'm going to be like having a panic attack when I leave here. I'm actually not going to be able to leave his house. I'm actually going to have to, he's going to be like, all right, man, I got to go. And I'm going to be like, I can't move. I'm too high. Like, I'm here. Well, I'm here now. This is what's happening. And I think now I'm used to these. So for me, it's like, oh yeah, this is like, I get the perfect temp. I get my whole dab. It's comfortable. It's rule. It rules. But I think for like, there's less people out there smoking these net types of nails than I realize. I think a lot of people are using a traditional bucket, or a lot of people are smoking more flower now, which a lot of people, it's crazy how many people use these for flower. We do these drops and so many people order a flower matching slide with these, especially like honey jars and RBRs. Like people are ordering matching slides. I'm like, damn, they're ripping flower out of these. But again, I think that's like the beautiful thing about, you know, this plant and all the cool things that we make with it, is that like, there's not like zero or 100. You can like just smoke a little bit of flower and not get super stoned, and that's plenty for you. That's your goal with it. That's what you needed, you know, what served its purpose for you. Then there's people like me that like, I'm obsessed with function and I just want to see the tiny tornadoes. I want to try all the different rigs. I want to make fun videos. And inherently that means I'm smoking hash all day from like 4:30 in the morning till 10:30 at night. Now, not for everybody. Some people go, I'd be exhausted. And I'm like, you are. I am. Like, do you think this is easy, dude? It's a lot of work. It's a lot of hash to smoke. My goodness. I've already survived 4 panic attacks today, dude. I've contemplated so much. It's not even 10:30 yet. It's crazy, dude. I love it, though. Wouldn't have it any other way. The only thing I think I would have is maybe more time. But that's everyone, right? So then it's not even a good point. It's just like, what's what it is. Feel lucky to say that. Regardless of the normal day-to-day challenges of that all of us fucking deal with, as far as like just trying to survive, pay the bills, run a business, whatever you're doing, this is as good as it gets. You know? Got people to love. Got purpose. Got hash. What else is there? Clean water. I mean, everything else is just, it's just this like little moment of feeling good. It's not even like the real thing. You know, it's weird. But enough hash, you start talking like this. So be careful. Be careful. It'll make you think different, you know? And like I've said before, like, this is like, it's crazy how much more calm I am. How less, like less, I swear, I get more selfish if I'm like, if I'm not stoned. I start caring about my feelings. Start being like, know what I think matters. Not saying what I think doesn't matter, but there's a time and a place. You don't need to prove everyone wrong all the time, prove you're right, and prove you know everything. It's just, that's not winning. That's just you showing that in your reality, you're the best or something. I don't know. I like the weed because I don't get hung up on that shit. I'm just more like, I hope everybody's doing all right. Like, can I help? Cool. If not, I'll just get out of the way. Like, help or get out of the way. When I worked in a kitchen, that was like one of the biggest things. It was like, help or get the fuck out of the way. It's like, because if you're not helping, you're making it harder for everyone right now, because you're just standing in the middle of the way, on the line, especially if you're ever done line cook position. That's a big help or get out of the way kind of job. Like, it's, yeah, dude, I don't know. I learned so much just doing like construction and kitchen jobs. Like those two types of like work teach you different types of stamina and different types of like what you can endure, you know what I mean, for pennies. It's pretty cool. You learn a lot. So today I'm working on the first full color honey jar recycler Puffco Peak Tops, and they're looking super sick. I'm very excited. We're gonna drop a couple of those in February. Those would be pretty limited. We're getting the website set up right now and changed. Like, probably won't launch the new thing we're doing until like late March, early April, maybe for like 420 or something. But yeah, I wanna like basically we're gonna like have our Sunday sales still, but I'm gonna have a small section on the website where we have the four core RBRs always there, like made to order, but with options where you can like build your own like custom RBR essentially, like pick your color neck, like it'll be clear with color accents so you can like pick different colors for the neck and stuff. And that way, because there's a lot of people that want to support, but like Sundays don't work, and we often do our drops at the end of the month. And I've had so many people reaching out saying this to me lately. They're like, dude, I wish you did your drops at the beginning of the month when I had money. They're like, the way I get paid, like by the time you do your drop at the end of the month, I don't have any money. And then by the time I do have money, all the glass is off the website. I'm like, huh. I'm like, is how many people out there want to support, but like when I'm doing these things, like it's just not, you know, good for them. And I'm like, maybe I should just have a small section on the site with just at least clear with colored accents so they're like made specifically for the, you know, someone what they want, so it like is their custom piece. But it's something that they can window shop and look at and save up for. I can't tell you how many shitty days looking at Aqualab technology got me through the day, where I would just sit there and look at pipes, like, if I finish this shift, I'm $40 closer to getting this sick fucking glass, dude. Like, that was like my reality, and it was crazy. But it was like, sometimes, like, window shopping like that will get you through a shitty day, as silly as that sounds. So I'd love to have something on there where people can literally, like, build it and see the rig, what it would look like with the color, and be like, there it is, dude. With the royal jelly neck and perk and the opal right there, dude. That's the one, man. And then they close the window, and another month goes by, and then they make it again. They're like, I'm gonna try it with green. I'm not even talking about selling glassware. I'm talking about someone's real reality of like things are really midsy, and there's little treats like just pretending or looking at something or customizing something and seeing it that get you through a fucking shit day. Because I'm one of those people. I'm one of those people that needs little treats, even if it's something I don't do now, maybe don't do for a year, don't buy for a year. I look at it. Like I look at trips to different parts of Peru and Egypt all the time, and look at the tour groups, and I'll open up the application form and I'll start filling it out, and I'll be like, that was fun. Then I just close the window. I know, because I'm not gonna do it. But someday I hope to. Someday, like, I want to save up enough money and have the resources to be able to do these cool things. And it's the same thing with like collecting stuff too, you know. But that's, you know, that's my reality. It doesn't mean it's everyone. Some people, they'll just fucking build it and be like, that's the one. Then they'll scoop that day. But I feel like realistically, there's a lot of folks out there where it's like, if they could even like play around with it like that, they'd be more interested in possibly buying something down the road because they'd feel like it's more accessible, like it's more achievable. They could actually know the number, what it costs, what it's going to look like, save up, and then get it. You know what I mean? But these are things we're working towards on the website this year too. A little shit like that. And just more glass. I didn't make enough glass last year. I did the expansion, and just, you know, life happens, and I was blowing glass, but all the drops were nowhere near as big as the year before. And this year I need to like make sure I'm like offering what people want and enough of it, you know, and obviously making the things I want to make too. I want to make everything, obviously, but then it's like the one thing, like, you can love like making a certain thing, but then also be have an itch to be like want to try something new too. And like I'd love to have some time to try some new things too to share with people. So I think that's these are reasonable goals to set for the year that I think, you know, it's like benefits like everybody from me to the people who also want to support the work, who like think this shit's cool. And then we've been doing some lives on YouTube too. I know you guys are watching the podcast on YouTube right now. We've been doing lives through Patreon on the YouTube, and those have been like way better quality as far as the camera and stuff compared to Twitch in the past, or Instagram, way better than Instagram especially. Just like what it's easier to get the shots of like the glass blowing stuff I'm doing. But we're working towards getting our cameras all set up here with that, and doing a lot more of like the glass like educational side stuff. But as far as educational, I don't mean like getting on there and like here's the class, everybody. I more mean like, if you ever watch the shows like How It's Made, or if you ever watch like competition shows like Forged in Fire, like we want to do like content like that where it's more like consumable, shorter episode things, but with like, you know, showing you exactly how things are done here to learn more about it. And like, because I feel like it's not for everyone. Some people are like, dude, just give me the pipe, I'll pay for it, I'm done, I don't need to know this much, it's too much information, it's annoying. But then there's people like me that like, I get excited the more I learn about something. To me, then it adds more value. I'm like, gosh, the more I know about this, the more valuable this is to me, because like I understand what I'm holding, what I'm seeing, the time, all these things. And we have such a cool space that we've built here that like it needs to be shared appropriately before this is over, because it was a real eye-opener that if I didn't resign the lease, we would have to be out of here in 4 months, basically. Like, I'm like, how'd this happen so fast? I'm not even done unpacking yet. So to me, that means that unless I really go for this now and try to share this stuff, like it's just, this will be over before I know, and it won't happen. I wanna show how crazy this is, what we've put together here, like actually show it. Actually, so people can know what the fuck's going on and think how, and just see how fucking cool it is, because it's something that should be shared. It's not like a fucking dirty kitchen that I make sure it's not in the angle of my video. This is like something that should be put on, like, you know, right in the front and just shown, like how cool this shit is. And I know that like people see me hit my rigs and stuff on my story and this and that, but those are just like one angle of it. It's not like there's so much cool stuff to see here and learn about, and it's like, for me, it's like, I'm really proud of it. And I think that other people, if they understood what they were looking at, they'd be like, dude, this is crazy that like you guys went in like this for a pipe, like to make pipes. Like this is like, you would think with this setup, I should be making stuff for like laboratories and shit. Like, but instead I'm making like pipes, and it's fucking the coolest shit ever. It's like, oh man, I don't even know. I don't know. Growing up like skateboarding your whole life and like listening to like punk rock or like hardcore or whatever, it's always been like this like thing to like be like the anti of whatever. And like, it's so crazy to have like all this technology here to make stuff that, like I said, you could make laboratory equipment, like all this stuff, the high level equipment you have here. And I'm using it to make like paraphernalia. Not that it's paraphernalia, but it can be described in that way, depending where you're standing. You know what I mean? I'm not saying it is, but like, I'm trying to add to the comedic sense and belittle what I'm doing with how crazy the equipment is. Like, because I'm doing very technical, beautiful glass work. But the equipment we have here, we could be doing crazy shit that's not pipes. Like, we could be doing different types of, like, I don't know, man. It's honestly, it doesn't matter. Like, different reactor and quartz stuff that we could do here, though, for sure. Like, the space we have, like, it would be sick to even learn that stuff too. But I don't think I'd be as passionate about it as like, cause I'm like, well, how do I smoke it? Like, that's like that. And then they're like, oh, you don't, this is actually to distill like this type of like chemical or whatever. Like, all right. So I can't smoke it. So I just get to like, look at it, or like, yeah, I'm like, cool. For me, I'm such a little kid about it. I want to be able to pick it up and play with it. Like, I always wanted to have a job where I was building something I could play with after. I'm like, maybe I could work on cars and then I could like drive them after, or like build super sick custom vehicles, or maybe I could build houses and go in them after and like run around in them, check it out, and like make sure everything works, whatever. I just want something I can physically hold and like use and mess around with. And it's like, I don't know, everyone's motivations for working each day are different, but mine, I want to make sure I'm making something. I want to make sure it's something that I'm like able to actually physically like use, because that's like the fun motivation with it. Mine just happens to be pipes. Take a dab on this nano halo here. This ion's color's crazy. It's a UV color, glows super bright green, got some purple accents on this one. Yeah, this uranium glass, like, it's always like crazy to me that it's literally like depleted uranium in there, and that's why it's glowing. Shit's wild. Like, I always like, it's like you wonder if like, especially I always go this route though from a philosophical sense, if someone dug this up in a few thousand years and tested and they found this like depleted uranium vessel, like what would their assumptions be that it was used for, or its purpose was, you know what I mean? Like, it's interesting. I think that it's just like us nowadays when we discover certain ancient sites, or we discover you know, small pieces of what we would still it would call technology, whether it be like different types of digging or cutting tools, like. And we just assume we know how everything worked. And it's like, wait, what if that was way more technological than we realized? Or wait, maybe that was just paraphernalia and someone was getting high. Like, maybe it wasn't anything crazy. But yeah, I'll take a dab on this. Don't mind me. I'm like, you know, I've been smoking some hash this morning. And it's not every day. Like, usually it's like one dab in the morning, one in the afternoon. But it's like throughout the day. Try to space them out. But today's been one of those days where it's like one then another, and just kind of, I don't know, I just finished up so many projects that I've been behind on, and I finally have like this weight off my chest of like, you have all this shit you have to get done for people. I feel like I was just let out of my cage, you know what I'm saying? Like, and I'm like, whoa, I just want to smoke a bunch of weed then, because now I'm like, I need to like recover from that crazy shit. That was a lot of work. I don't even share like I used to either with how much I work and what I'm making, like the shit we're doing here. It's like I need to be better about it. I think it's because I've become so much more responsible with my time, as far as like the time I'm using to either make stuff or the time I'm using to just like hang out on social media. And like hanging out on social media is really good. You got to do it. But also, if like you have a big pile of glass you have to finish and you sit on social media too long and then don't get your work done, that hurts you, because you need to make the glass in order to like pay for everything to keep going. So I think that I've gone a little bit too far the other way, where I'm not sharing as much as I probably should be, because I'm so buried in the work. You know, it's all a double-edged sword. There is no balance. There's just accepting, you know, the imbalances is like what it is. Like, I always am trying to find balance. That's always like, oh, okay, I got to work a little less here and do more here. And I try all these different equations and it doesn't really change anything. I'm still just like, oh, I feel the same. I'm like, maybe it's better just to... It's if you want to set high goals for yourself, wonderful, but have the ability also to accept that it's just, you know, sometimes things are just not going to happen the way you hope. Now I'm happy with how everything's going for me, but on a day to day, you know, like anyone, you get tested day to day. Overall, you can be like, I'm doing great. I've got family, all these things, but then like people on their personal level day to day, they're just like, fuck, I'm tired. You start feeling bad for yourself. Again, that's the big thing you gotta watch out for. Start feeling bad for yourself. Things start really sucking. It's better to just be delusional and be like, I fucking rule, dude. Like, I'm fucking killing it. Everyone else sucks, bro. Like that person sucks and they're annoying, but I guarantee they're like way more mentally healthy. But who knows? I'm also assuming more. I like to assume a lot, I guess. And then hope no one assumes things. Tell people not to assume things while I assume a lot. It's crazy. We're all hypocrites. It's cool. It's a cool thing about hash is you get to, like, sit there almost as, like, someone on the sidelines watching yourself, like, in, like, your own reality and be like, wow, you're a hypocrite, dude. Sick. That's like, if I didn't smoke weed, I would just be like, I'm not a hypocrite, I'm right. Like, no, what I'm saying makes sense. But then if I am smoking hash, I'm like, no, I can see everybody's perspective. Everybody's got one. That's cool. I get it. This is what it is. Yeah. But being super chill all the time isn't great either. You know, can be one thing I saw today. It was this morning. It's just like someone talking about this perspective of like this really chill husband and the really uptight wife. And one of the perspectives being that if you're this really chill, laid back husband like me, but you're so laid back that like your partner feels like they have to take on all these things and be the responsible one. And they feel like they're having to like do everything and they don't feel like they're in control because you're not helping running the show because you're so laid back. That can like make someone feel pressure and feel like, you know, like they're. It's like a hard, like they're having a hard time like dealing with things because you're too chill. Like you need to like step up and be a little bit more assertive about things and handle things. And I was like reflected on myself and I was like, yeah, man, like maybe I am too chill about a lot of stuff. And then inherently that leads to something maybe not being handled. And then it puts pressure on my wife or people around me that's not really responsible. So maybe the responsible thing to do sometimes is, as much as you want to be chill, maybe sometimes you have to just be honest and set boundaries and deal with whatever comes after that, whether it's chill or not. You know what I'm saying? Because too chill sometimes doesn't seem to be the move. I'm still growing up, guys. I'm still learning stuff. Well, it's like, reflect to God yourself when you hear things like that, you know? If you hear a story someone's telling or a perspective, you start identifying with parts of that story, it's a great opportunity to reflect on yourself and see if you're being a shithead, even if you didn't mean to be. Because you could be a super nice person with good intent and still be a shithead. Not even mean to be, it's just what it is. As long as all parties involved understand everyone's intent, most things can be resolved with good people. Because most people's intent inherently should be good. Just the perspectives may be different, which interferes with us being able to communicate our intent. It's fucking confusing, dude. That's why I just smoke a bunch of hash and then just meditate on it and just don't do anything. Stand still. Just be chill. No, that's not good. You got to act on stuff, too. Better for everybody.
Yeah.
Don't want to be the bad guy, though, you know? Never want to be the bad guy. I think it's just, like, that's one of the side effects of, like, growing up kind of like an only child. Like, my brother was older, didn't live in the house, so I was like an only child growing up. And I think, like, when you're an only child, you don't want to, like, piss anybody off. You want to be like a people pleaser, because you're like, well, I don't want people to leave, I want people to be around. You know, we all have our weird little things that we try to figure out as adults that we grew up manifesting or learning or being taught accidentally, you know what I mean? I think only people that are only like people who are an only child, like, have these specific tendencies, like myself, to be people pleasers and want to bring people together, always want people around, because growing up, you always had to entertain yourself, you know, because it's just part of it. It's like with, like, my wife, she grew up with a bunch of siblings and stuff, so, like, she wasn't, like, sitting around watching movies all the time. She was, like, doing things. Like me, I grew up, like, just, like, watching tons of movies. So, like, I'm able to, like, where me and my wife will hang out with people, like, I'm able to do trivia. I can, like, I know all the different, like, you know, silly famous movies or scenes or this and that. Like, not like I'm claiming, like, I know all these things, but, like, enough where I can communicate with humans. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm like, oh, yeah, yeah, I know that movie, this happened, that actor. And she's like, I've never seen that. I've never seen that either. Like, she didn't grow up, like, watching all the classic movies that, like, everyone grew up in the, you know, 80s, 90s, early 2000s watching. So, yeah, but she knows way more about, like, other stuff. It's just, like, weird, you know? I don't know. I smoked too much weed this morning. Definitely. Definitely smoked too much weed. But I did it. And now it's time to figure out what to do next with that. These new halos absolutely shred, though. I think I might make them a hair shorter on the next batch, though. Even though the taller just gives you more tornado and water movement, I might go a hair shorter. I haven't decided. I'm always making little refinements, you know what I'm saying? You know, that's the... Oh, excuse me. That's the goal anyways. Like, it wouldn't be as fun to do this if it weren't trying to constantly, like, how do we make it better? You know? And the first step is smoke it. See what you like. Be overcritical. Figure out how to make it better. And then offer it to the folks who want to support your work. But yeah, this was fun, everybody. Thanks for listening to me rant today. I'm going to cut this one a little bit short because I definitely smoked too much weed today. But this was fun. We're going to have another Sunday sale. I don't know. I'm feeling like we should do it in the beginning of February and test it and see if it'd be better for people. But that would give me not much time to make stuff because that's coming up. But either way, we'll announce that soon. You'll see it on the website. Check out the Patreon. We're starting to do a lot more over there. The podcast is going to start here soon. Going to be released to Patreon the night before. So they'll get it a little bit early. And then, like I said, there's, a bunch of new, like, content we're working on here. I'll show sneak peeks and stuff, but I think we're going to kind of wait to, like, fully release everything until it's, like, done. Unless it's, like, the lives where I'm doing more, like, educational or, like, literally a QVC style glass thing where, like, I'm pulling up pieces, like, show them on the website what's available and as they sell and, like, do, like, live QVC drop kind of shit. But there's going to be a lot of stuff like that on Patreon that's like available and consumable and current. But then we can show sneak peeks of bigger projects we're working on here, where we can share the studio and other concepts that we could actually do here that couldn't do like anywhere else in the world. Like we've built something like that's rare. Like even some of the pipes here, like I have glass here that doesn't exist anywhere else. Like there's nowhere else where you're gonna have to get on the cherry picker to hit the rig. I promise, you know, and that means something, you know, maybe, I don't know. Either way, it's fun. We're just trying to have fun over here, but I hope you all have a great day. Thanks for checking this out. And yeah, this is episode 163 of the What's Up Everybody podcast. Thank you.